Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad， 中文名字是德瑜。
Have you ever said the wrong thing?
你曾经说错话吗？
How did you feel?
你当时候的感受是怎么样呢？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19 in the Bible.
我们今天的句子是在《圣经箴言》第十章十九节。
When words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19.
箴言十章十九节说，多言多语难免有过，禁止嘴唇是有智慧。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们来听一下这段经文的意思吧。
When words are many.
当话很多的时候 ,when words are many.
Sin is not absent. Sin, S-I-N, sin.
Sin 就是罪,罪恶叫做 sin, S-I-N, sin.
Is not absent, absent, A-B-S-E-N-T.Absent.
Absent 就是缺席或是不在，叫做 absent, A-B-S-E-N-T. 所以这段经文说 When words are many, 当话讲多了 sin, 罪恶，罪呢 is not absent, 罪呢就不缺席、所以也就是说难免有过错的意思。
But he who holds his tongueis wise. Holds. H-O-L-D-S. Holds.
Holds. 就是持守守住叫做 holds. H-O-L-D-S. 所以我们刚刚听到了多言多语难免有过。但是 but he who holds. He 就是他用一个子句来形容这个他是怎么样的他。这个他是 holds.这个是守住他自己的舌头 holds.
His tongue is wise. Tongue. T-O-N-G-U-E. Tongue.
Tongue 就是舌头 T-O-N-G-U-E. Tongue. Holds his tongue. 这个守住自己舌头的人怎么样呢？
Is wise. Wise. W-I-S-E. Wise.
Wise 是有智慧的 W-I-S-E Wise 所以说 He who holds his tongue 守住他舌头的人是有智慧的 Is wise 所以呢这整句说呢 When words are many 当话很多的时候 Are many Sin 罪恶呢、就不缺席 Is not absent 就不缺席了但是 he who holds 但是他就是这样的人呢 holds his tongue 这个持守住他的舌头的这样的人 is wise 是有智慧的
Now let's read the scripture together
好我们现在来跟着 Catherine 来读今天的经文
When words are many Sin is not absentBut he who holds his tongue is wise. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19.
箴言十章十九节说，多言多语难免有过，禁止嘴唇是有智慧。
Now let's have some sharing time.
我们现在进入我们的分享时间咯。
My friends like me because I'm good at talking and I'm humorous.
我们要思想一个状况哦，就是我的朋友喜欢我，因为我很会讲话，而且我很幽默。
They will feel strange if I hold my tongue. What should I do?
如果我像这一节经文说的，禁止我的嘴唇，他们就会觉得我很奇怪啊，那我该怎么办呢？
When the Bible calls us to hold our tongue, it does not mean to stop talking.
当圣经要我们来守住、持守我们的舌头，这并不代表我们不要说话。
We can still be humorous and good conversationalists.
我们还是可以很幽默，而且成为跟别人很会谈话的人。
However, what we say should not bring others down.
然而我们所说的啊，不应该会使别人往下沉沦。
We should not criticize, gossip, or say anything that goes against God's word.
我们所说的不应该是批评，或是八卦，或者是讲跟神的话相冲突的一些话。
If someone offends you, try to forgive them and not speak out of anger.
如果有人冒犯了你，要试着原谅他们。并且不要在怒中来说话。
Speak with love.
要用爱来说话。
And if you are not sure if what you're saying would be pleasing to God,
如果你不太确定你所说的是不是讨神喜悦,
then stay silent and hold your tongue.
那样的情况你就要保持沉默并且持守住你的舌头。
So let's read today's scripture one more time.
我们再来读一次今天的主题经文。
When words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19.
箴言十章十九节说，多言多语难免有过，禁止嘴唇是有智慧。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to write to us. We would love to hear from you.
如果你有任何问题或建议，请尽量写信给我们，我们很乐意收到你的来信。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次再会咯。